This episode contains adult content. Listener discretion is advised. And yeah, so you guys, takes you a little about, you know, like I said before, in another probably hour and a half, it's getting to be like probably more into supper time now. And you make it into town, or you make it into the spot where the Red Heart is. It's exactly what you think it is. It's a sign with a big, actually a big, instead of like a heart that you would see somebody draw on a piece of paper, it looks like a for real heart that's made out of wood on a nice side of the building or whatever. Ventricles and everything. It doesn't even say the Red Heart. You just know from the picture itself that that is it. It looks like a very elaborate outside of the place. It's very like, it looks like it's fairly well kept, very nice looking place on the outside.
It's like dinner time.
Yes.
So I say, as we see it, perhaps we should find a place to stay. I would imagine that this may take more than a single evening for us to procure this dagger.
Oh, I imagine so. I imagine this is going to be a whole ordeal. I'm
possibly a few sessions.
Most likely, if all goes well.
Aside, it has been a long journey, and
right. Either way, a room.
Yes, a room and some food.
A room and some food, and then we can see about gathering some information.
Yes, yes, yes. You never did tell me what you you were so hyped up about when we were leaving.
Oh, and I produce it, and I was going to say, I like the one that you just posted better. It's got less shit to worry about.
Right.
So I think that makes more sense. But I show you the blunderbuss. Look, ooh. Behold, my new favorite thing.
Yes, that is quite interesting. You stole that then.
I did, right from underneath her nose.
It's a good thing it didn't fall off.
We don't really. So, like, belly laughs for a few moments. Yes. Oh, yes.
Could come in quite handy in a tight spot, although that does bump up against our rules against killing, although. He said that we shouldn't kill them, but if you pull the trigger and the blunderbuss kills them, I don't know if that's quite the same thing.
Guns don't kill people.
Do you think anyway, we can get a permit for that?
Now I'm going to have to cancel the podcast. I guess we were done with the fantasy role playing.
Anywho, yes, I imagine that in a scenario where we are being hunted and people are trying to kill us, I will certainly defend myself. And this seems, I'm like holding it up now, this seems like a wonderful thing to use in that sort of scenario.
I mean, I'm not a fan necessarily of killing. This has come up on a number of occasions, and I don't want to seem like I'm bloodthirsty at all. I just, no. You know, in certain scenarios, I could see a situation whereby it may become necessary to incapacitate someone?
We are most likely going to face that very scenario in this in this particular mission, I imagine. It is a cult who sacrifice people. I can't imagine they're going to be cool with us just stealing their dagger. Although, if we do it right, they won't even know. I plan to do it right.
I have the utmost faith in your abilities.
Yes. As I yours. Is there a zombie behind the counter at the Red Heart Inn?
I guess, so does the inn have a stable attached where we could stable the horses?
So the Red Heart is not a place to stay. That is an apothecary. So if you go there, let's just say there's an inn called the Jilted Ogre, and it has a stable where you can stable your horse.
Ooh, Jilted Ogre. I like that.
We're both furiously scribbling notes.
Yes, I'm furiously typing.
As I, because I am coming up with this shit on the fly.
So now we need Black Cat's journal. Is that what's...
Yeah, please. For a person who can't remember anything in his whole life.
Jilted Ogre. I like it.
Yeah, so you there's nobody on the outside for stabling the whole horses at the moment. So you go inside, and it's a nice quaint little place. It's very earthy. It's interesting because it almost looks like a druid did the inside of it, because there's like vines and like shrubbery and like flowers, and it's very like you feel like you're outside but you're inside kind of thing.
Nice.
And you see a lady come from behind the counter, and she says, "Hey, sugars, what can I do for y'all?"
Yes, we would like to inquire about a room, perhaps stabling the horses and a hot meal. It's been quite a long journey.
A bath as well.
Oh, well, you can do all those, sugars. She's like,
no one outside.
Oh, of course. It's Monday, so you know we don't have as many people on staff as we usually do. It's just me and Georgie.
Monday is your slowest day? Is that why you don't keep any people on staff?
Yes. Well, which kind of room would you want? We've got one with bath included, or we can get you one of our cheaper rooms, and then you can go outside in the back. Unfortunately, it's kind of with the horses, but you can still get yourself a nice bath with some nice water.
I believe rooms with bath would be acceptable.
Of course it would. Would you like one or two rooms, sugars?
I look over to Soot.
We've been sharing rooms so far, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Single room, two beds, if that's available.
But of course, sugars, that'll be 3 gold for the night.
We may be a few days. I'm not exactly sure yet. Could we just open a tab? We'll also have food and the stabling of the horses, of course. Here's a down payment, and he just slides 5 gold over.
She kind of looks at you. She says, that's great, sugar. I just need y'all to put your names in the book. She slides a little ledger towards you.
I use a different name.
I make an X.
And she looks at Soot and she goes, sugar, that's not a name. You got to write your name, honey.
Oh, I'm sorry. I never learned how to write.
I think you're full of shit.
I do.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. She doesn't say that. She says,
really? Actually, that was great.
Okay, fine. We'll keep it.
I attempt to decept her. I decept her.
Nice. Funny thing is I was going to actually have you do that.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I said, how dare you? I never learned how to write, and you say that I am full of shit. I don't know how to write. I start saying it loud so that I'm trying to make a scene. And you dare accuse me of lying about this. Oh, I never received the educational advantages of so many, and you dare accuse me of being full of shit. And that's how I try to deceive her. Should I roll some dice? Deception?
Roll some dice.
Oh, 10 plus 5, 15.
Okay, so she looks at you and she goes, I'm so sorry, Sugars. I thought with the way you carried yourself and the way you have your clothes and your friend here that I assumed, and you know what? I made an ass out of me and I apologize.
No apology necessary. I forgive you. And I think that moving forward, we will have... Let's start fresh. We'll start fresh.
Sounds wonderful. My name is Junebug.
Yes, it is.
She says, what is yours?
All these names, I always like blank on. You may call me Benny. I'm still in Benny.
And then she like takes out the ledger and she writes Benny in the ledger or whatever. She says,
nice.
Now see, honey, we found your name and I wrote it down.
Oh, thank you so much. That, you know what? I'll like make a point to like stare at it and be like, I'm going to remember that for the next time. I am going to forget that I established this and it's going to be bad or good. However you want to look at it.
she says, well, if y'all want, we're going to be having dinner here in the nice next couple of minutes. But if it's something where you don't want to eat down here with everyone else, we could always bring it up to y'all's. What do you think?
Oh, no, I would, at least for myself, I would much rather eat down here amongst all of the patrons. Just to get a sense of the place, just to take it all in. It's a very nice setup that you have here.
Absolutely. It is beautiful inside.
And she says, I do apologize, but I hope that you are okay with a vegan selection. We don't have any meat, no dairy. I hope you're okay with that.
My ears just kind of go flat.
That's right.
Yes. Well, suppose we could give that a try. It'd be fine. It's probably fine.
It'll be fine. I'm sure it's wonderful.
And she kind of looks at Black Claws and she just kind of like thinks a little bit. She's like, oh, you know what, Sugar? I maybe can do a little something for you. I'm not going to assume. I'm going to ask myself. We have some almond milk that was really tasty, and most Tabaxis love some milk. I don't know if you are lactose intolerant or not, but this would be very good for you. If you like to have that, I can make it nice and warm for you, add a little vanilla.
Almond milk, that doesn't seem, because milk comes from, but you know what, I'll give it a try.
how do you milk an almond?
Yes, my point exactly, but I will
lots
try.
Of water.
the vanilla addition of some vanilla seems nice. Perhaps warm it a little bit. We'll see. It's a nice evening drink, perhaps.
Yeah, and you know, we could put a nice steam on it too, if you don't mind.
Would you be able to froth? You know what? Could you froth it a little bit?
Oh, that's what the steam does. It froths it, gives it a nice texture. Why am I starting to sound like like 1940s prospector now or something? So 1840s or whatever.
It's an illusion.
Whatever.
I'm trying to touch her.
It's another one. It is. It's another zombie.
I get you milk now. Another zombie. Damn it.
Dude, how do you milk an almond? Lots of water. that killed me.
All right, gentlemen. I think I've done enough talking for 1 minute, so I'm gonna get.
I don't think so. I would like to hear a childhood story.
Well, back in the day, back in.
Sorry,
I can't even do it. So she's like, for meals, I have some choices for you. We have lots of different salads. We have vegetable medley. We have some nice earthy soups. Anything that will catch your fancy?
I will do the vegetable medley for sure.
Make that two.
Wonderful. I can't wait to get two nice fresh medleys for you. We also, is bread vegan? I don't even know.
I would imagine, right? It's just flour and water, yeast.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay. Well, she's just be like, and I'll bring a nice loaf of fresh bread for the table. So why don't you all sit tight and I'll bring it to you.
Yes, of course.
Thank you very much, Junebug.
You're so very welcome, Benny. And she kind of heads to the back and what was her buddy's name? I can't even remember now. I got so into Junebug, I forgot.
Yes. Oh,
so like Jimmy or Jamie or Jesse or
something.
I feel like it was something with a J.
I don't remember. So I'm just going to make up another one. So she's going to be like, Jackie, two vegetable medleys. And you hear
it. They can have multiple names. They go by multiple names. He just calls them whatever.
Right. That's right. And you hear a little grumble in the back.
Oh, Jackie, yep. You're always so grumpy.
So, yeah. So you guys get your food. It's friggin' delicious. You know, it's all fresh. The almond milk is fantastic. It kind of like you guys have had kind of a long ride, so it kind of puts you calm. It calms you down a little bit, just kind of eases your bones, that kind of thing. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say I would venture to position us in a place sort of centrally located, which would be like counterintuitive, right? But I want to hear as much as I can to see if anything sort of stands out. If, you know, anybody mentions anything about, you know, someone disappearing, or did you see those weird fucking arcane symbols on the wall, or you know, whatever, just anything that sort of like sticks out as far as, you know, local scuttlebutt.
Yeah, for sure. Why don't you both roll me a perception check?
I would love to.
I would love to as well.
Oof. Ooh, dirty 20. 18 plus 2.
Nice.
11 plus 2, 13.
Okay. Yeah, so you both hear a bunch of different things. So you hear it like, for how nice like Quorum is, and it's like it's on the coast. So it's actually like one thing I haven't really told you guys is like, again, it's on the coast, the water's really nice, it's actually a nice day out. You know, some people are talking about like having a nice day on the beach, some other people are talking about going out of town for a little bit to Flome, just to enjoy the sunset coming from that area. It's always like the prime kind of thing. And then you hear a couple of other things that kind of pique your interest. So you hear about the whole salt bass thing again. You hear about like salt bass is very limited now, where fishermen are actually killing each other because it's so scarce that these fishermen, you know, they want to get top buck for the salt bass. Jesus. So they're foregoing some of their regular fishing to try to get the salt bass, and people are actually getting hurt, maimed, killed for it. You also hear things like things that Haremza was talking about, like, you know, Jimmy went missing and never came back. And, you know, people are like, oh, that Jimmy, he was such a nice boy. You know, and people are just in there like, well, we never know what happened to him, but, you know, hopefully we'll just keep looking and, you know, maybe he'll show up. You know, you hear somebody else in the background say, I tell you, I was out back gardening and God damn it, if one of those damn pussy ominous, they were, wait a minute. Sorry.
What was that?
I made up a word, or I didn't make up a word. I found a word, and I can't say the word. So I'm trying to. It's pusiamos, or pusiamos, pusiamos. Damn it, whatever. Pusiamos is what I'm going to say. The how you spell it is P U S I L L I M I O U S. And he said, he says, yeah, those damn pusiamas, they painted that stupid yellow H on the side of my building. And I'm telling you, I'm pissed as all hell. If I find one of those motherfuckers, I'm gonna show what for.
I've never heard of that word before. Pusillanimous.
What does the word mean?
Is it that one? The cowardly?
Pusillanimous?
That's what it looks like.
I mean, I'm not looking at it, but that's what I feel like it should probably sound like.
Yeah, I it actually says it on on Google. Let me see if I can.
That's an interesting word.
Pusillanimous.
Pusillanimous.
It means showing lack of courage.
Okay.
And what were they doing again? I'm sorry. I was so wrapped up in how cool that word was that I didn't even hear.
They painted a yellow H on the guy's building.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you.
Let's see.
Hmm.
You can roll a history or religion check. Up to
let
you.
Let me see which one's better.
History or religion. It's probably the worst in history. Yep.
Nothing.
Same. Oof, no, nope. I got 17. 4 total for me.
Yeah, this is perfect. So, Black Claws, you kind of thinking in your head, you're like, why would there be a yellow H painted on the side of the building? And then you kind of like flash back to your dream slash nightmare where you talk to the cloaked figure and he talked to you about the great Holly.
Mm-hmm.
And you figure that might have something to do about it.
Ooh.
Like his whiskers droop a little bit. And he says, yellow H, that's probably not good. There is a great lake by the name of Holly that's associated with my patron. So they may be trying to summon him, which puts us in an awkward position, I suppose.
I mean, if it has to do with your patron, wouldn't that sort of give us an advantage?
It may.
Might they revere you as a god?
I don't think so. As a worthy messenger, perhaps.
I think we can work with that.
Both of us, perhaps, as you are marked in a similar fashion.
Damn it! I was trying to forget about it. I didn't. Oh, damn it! I'll come up with. I'll see. I'll come up with something. I think that's a pretty good angle to go off of. We can scam them into thinking that you're some sort of messenger, when in fact you probably are, really. But they don't need to know that. And if this is at all related to your patron, then that just gives us an upper hand, a lever to pull, if you will.
Yes. I'm not sure how to best proceed in this scenario. There is a certain intangible possible tie between not only us, but between us and him?
Every time you speak about this stuff and you include me, I wince. You can see like winces, like visibly, like uncontrollably. Actually, maybe I like shift a little bit, like very ever so slightly. There's like a very uncomfortable, like I like shudder, and it's like a wave that comes across me. If I can, maybe I can introduce a complication. I bristle.
Yes. But indeed, there are certain benefits that I experience for this relationship, and things may not be bad for any pauses and any looks. Us, and he kind of his palm between us. So if we disrupt the cult, there may be... He's pitching his voice low, right? Because I'm just talking about something that's going on in town. If we interfere with the process, there may be greater ramifications that may be incurred.
I mean, this guy says under his breath, I mean, you did fly two leviathans through the sky. I don't know what sort of ramifications... I should just ask you straight up. What sort of ramifications are you speaking of?
I am unsure. This is a uncharted territory for me. The Leviathans, we put them into their natural habitat. They caused no great destruction in the city. We were able to extract them from their current situation. So I'd call that a net good, I believe.
Yeah, I don't think, you know, we never really spoke about this, but I feel like they're going to cause net destruction.
Well, they will get very large.
Right. I thought that was sort of like an inevitability due to the nature of the event.
I mean, there are many beings that live in the waters that surround us that, they do the things that they do. I don't know that this is any greater or lesser problem for anyone.
All right. So the Hali, the lake, was it?
Yes.
What's the relationship there?
Well, the lake exists as far as my understanding and what the GM will allow exists in a place called Carcosa.
Of course, continue.
Ruled by the Yellow King. He is loosely affiliated, associated in some way with him. I don't know if I told you or not, but I had a dream the other night where I was approached by a masked yellow figure, said that things were happening according to their own time, that things were continuing apace, that plans were in motion.
No, you did not mention that.
Yes. Well, so that happened.
I feel like your dreams... Whenever you have some sort of a dream or some sort of a vision, it turns out to be very pertinent, you know.
It would seem now that we are by the water there may be more. It makes sense that they would perform the sacrifice here. There may be some much older structures. Tied to a time before time, if you will.
You know what's occurring to me? I wonder if there is anything to be learned here. Might we try and join the cult under the guise of being all into what they're doing and perhaps trying to learn as much as we can about this sort of like a, you know, it's another two birds with one stone situation where we'll eventually steal the knife, but we could also probably learn a great deal from this. I mean, I don't know, like Halia cult of Hali. Can we call them that?
We could. It's a working title.
Well, yeah, we'll put a pin in it. We'll use that for now.
We'll workshop it.
We'll workshop it.
We'll see if Junebug has a whiteboard that maybe we could use. We'll take up to the room.
I'm sure she does. She seems very resourceful.
Yes. It would avail us to acquire some information, assuming that they might have us. Although, if their members remain at 7, it is a somewhat magical number. They may be reticent to bring on someone else. Although, with the markings, perhaps they may be persuaded.
Yes, the markings. I feel as though that would be like the biggest thing that would sort of that would be the big thing that they would sort of latch on to as a reason why we should be admitted. We should probably use it to our advantage.
I mean, everything we should use to our advantage, of course.
Yes, everything, yes. And so just kind of like rocks back and forth in the chair, like looking away.
Thousand yard stare.
Yes. Yes.
I don't think Black Claws knows how to feel right now. Because the choice of patron wasn't necessarily his own, right? Like, he didn't sit down and be like, oh, you know what's going to be really cool? I want Cthulhu to be my patron.
Yeah, and you were chosen.
and initiate the end of the world. It was more, of an intrusion from a weak space, right? So he is actively a tool. Right, like to some regard, right? Like things are going to happen that he will willingly or unwillingly facilitate, right? I mean,
this is going to expose my ignorance in this whole situation, but what about the possibility that you are his patron? Is that anything?
I don't believe so. He's ancient beyond time.
Right, but if he needs you, that gives you a certain amount of power and control over the narrative.
Very little,
you, I would imagine. And you alone.
And he just kind of like extends a claw and like jabs, like doesn't touch you, but like, you know, jabs out a couple of different, you know, like here and here.
slaps your paw away. this is okay. Just for now, I like the idea of using the fact that you clearly have a foot in the door where most likely many, if not all of them, do not. It would probably get us right into the very person who possesses the knife, because whoever possesses the knife is probably closer to someone like yourself than is possible. But I can't imagine that there is anyone else like you out there. There is definitely no one else like you out there. So if whoever is possessive of this knife is certainly in the hierarchy of this cult is quite high. It would get us in their immediate presence, their vicinity.
Yes, I believe tomorrow the first thing we should do perhaps is head to the heart and see what seems to be going on there.
Yes.
Maybe walk around town, see if we can find any of these other markings.
Right. You took the words out of my mouth. I would love to find out if there are any more yellow H's. Because that seems to me to be some sort of like call to arms.
Call to arms, or perhaps they are marking their next victims.
Ooh, I like that.
Do you?
Some proper, well, I don't like it as a concept, more of like a clue. I like it as a clue.
Ah, yes, I see. I thought
also,
maybe you were warming to
we're going
our role.
To get this prick to tell me how to get this shit off my chest.
If they know, we could beat it out of them.
Well, you don't know, and you were like the one that I thought would have known. So my hopes are very low that anyone else on this planet would know. But the leader of this cult will know something. So we're going to get in front of his ass and ask him questions before we steal his knife.
Probably face him around the other way, but however you wish to do it is fine by me.
Whatever way gets me the answers that I want to hear. But yeah, I think a proper walk around town to find some more of these H's and see exactly if there's some sort of commonality or pattern connected to where they are placed would be great. Especially that one that we just overheard. I wonder if we'll find out that person that man is the next one to go missing.
Perhaps. I don't imagine that. Well, so not that you'd recognize everybody in your town, right? But I don't imagine that Black Claws would just like go over to the table and be like, "Hey, so where's your place at? Like, what happened?" Well, you randomly walk up to somebody and just start fucking talking to them about a conversation they're having like three tables away.
Roll me a intellect check.
Well, that's terrible. Can I add anything? I can't even add a bonus because I don't have
any. Like, you probably don't have anything. Maybe acrobatics?
No.
Intellectual acrobatics?
You have 11.
Yeah.
Better than half.
So you think to yourself, well, and you're kind of looking at that guy that's talking or whatever, and he looks like he's like kind of wrapping it up. You could follow him home.
That I was going to say that. It occurs to me that with your ability, we may be able to follow that man home.
Ah, I like that idea.
For his own safety, of course.
Right, we'll just be keeping track of him.
Because if he does wind up missing, then we know that that would be the indicator of the graffiti.
And when they do take him, we can follow them when they take him to wherever they're taking him.
Assuming that they attack tonight.
Yes. Yeah, that'll be great when they do that. Mm-hmm. That's what we'll do. So I take a look at the table. I try to. Maybe I don't want to do that. I look around. Go ahead. Sorry.
I was just saying, let me run the gear upstairs really, really quickly. or down the hall.
And we do have a room. We did want. Yeah, that's true. Right. Let's do that. Let's drop the gear off, and then we'll deal with that.
Will you stay? I'll go.
I'll stay. You go, and I'll see what else I can pick up from that conversation.
And I would quickly just rise, grab, you know, if we both have bags or whatever, and you know, not run to the room, but like purposefully walk to the room, dump the bags unceremoniously on the floor, and then, you know, come. If there's no one in the hallway, run back to the steps or whatever, and then, you know, quickly pad down and then, you know, call to Soot in his brain if he is close enough. Are you still here? I mean, obviously, no, I look to the table, you know. But.
I can. Wait. You're calling to my brain?
If you're within range and I don't see you at the table,
I think I would have just walking out. Oh, okay. All right. So in the time that you went up to drop the bags off, is it like crowded in here, or are people?
It's pretty crowded in here. It's supper time. It's like one of the only inns in town, at least in this part of Quorum. I never told you guys, but there's four floors, and technically Black Claws, you'd be going to the fourth because that's where they have the best rooms. So you're going to be with, just outside of your ability for, let's say, like a couple of minutes.
Yeah, that's fine. I figure I may lose him if he leaves.
Yeah, exactly. So you're just like, well, just keep an eye on him, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Because he can't communicate back anyway.
Well, I have.
You have Messenger.
I have Message, which would work in this situation.
Right, okay. Right.
Because if it's crowded and noisy, I'd be whispering to you. I think I have to whisper. I have to point a finger toward a creature within range. I'm going to get rid of this. There's too much. There's too many things I have to do that would like betray the fact that I'm using it.
You know? I mean, you could just kind of go like this, right? I mean,
that's true. Yeah. You know, yeah.
It's not like, hey, you over there, I'm sending you a message.
Yeah. Or you could pick your nose and then point in the direction. I mean, that's perfect.
True. Yeah.
It goes through your nose, I've heard.
Yeah, so actually, it's sort of in line with this. I'm going to pick a person that I have seen back in Noj, who hangs around the docks a lot, and is kind of like, I don't know if he's homeless or not, but like he just has that sort of look where he comes up and like he's always asking for like a handout from the fishermen who come off the docks in Noj. I'm going to pick that persona and I'm going to turn into that guy. So I don't know what sort of races are around here. I'm just doing this off the cuff here, but it's probably human. So I got all kinds of dirt. You know, I look a little ratty, but I tried to tailor the appearance to look sort of similar to what those other, what the fishermen people who are here are, so that I don't like sort of like stick out. You know what I'm saying? It's like, does that make sense or no?
Yeah, you will look more like a fisherman, but they're all are of all types. The one guy that you're actually going to be tailing is a older Goliath.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. All right. So I did he give so okay, he was gardening and some assholes painted a yellow H on the guy's building.
Mm-hmm.
Was there any more information about the building? Like, was this just his house?
Yeah, it was just his house.
Okay,
and he actually is like starting to get up and like say his
how drunk is
everybody.
He?
How drunk is he? Let's roll a percentage die and see what that says. He is, of course, I got all my die, but the D10. Excuse me. One second. There you are, you crafty bastard. He is. Wow, is that really? What is
he's
that?
All the drunks.
He's 69% drunk.
Nice.
Nice. Horny as hell.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
He's like, I'll give you more than a handout. No.
Or can I use that to my advantage? No, no, no.
Yeah, man. You turn into a beautiful swan. No.
Yes.
Yeah, so like, yeah, he's in a good, he's in a good mood. Let's just say that he's just kind of like, you know, he's kind of telling everybody, I gotta go home. My wife's waiting. Gotta make sure that, you know, everything's ready for tomorrow. We got crops we gotta do in the morning, that kind of thing.
Okay. All right. So I'll, so when you say that, when you message me, when you send your thing into my brains, I'll, I pick my nose in your direction off the stairs. And I whisper to you and myself as I begin to start to like play the part and like stumble towards the Goliath as he's moving out, because I'm going to tail him. I'm going to do it in the shadows very sneakily. I'm going to say, yeah. I'm tailing the Goliath back to his farm.
So do I see you then? Right, I guess this all presupposes that I see you when I come down.
Well, you can. Well, let's see. Because you can identify me,
because I have to be close enough to smell you,
right? But how good is your sense of smell as a
very
cat?
Good. I'm a cat
person. Yeah, so maybe it's fun that you can like find my scent. Ugh.
Well, so that's the thing. Does he leave before I come back down the steps?
Well, I just tell you I'm tailing the Goliath. So if you see the Goliath, then you know that I'm sort of like,
yeah,
I'm doing
yeah,
my
yeah.
thing, doing my sneaky tailing thing.
So I get to the bottom of the steps, go, shit. And then run out the front door dramatically.
So he's going
behind me.
Okay. All right. I guess that's what I don't know. Are we out of the building?
Yeah, you're out of the building, okay. And you're just walking down the street, basically.
So I would say that. I would say, we've left. We left the building. I'm on the street.
Okay. So
follow my scent.
Yeah, I run. You
freak.
I run out the front door and, you know, look up the road left, right to see if I see, because Goliath is big. I mean, he's like 7 feet or whatever the fuck.
And he's 69% drunk.
You're right.
He's hitting all the right moves here.
He's got his own swagger going on.
And I will gladly pay anybody that draws that.
69% drunk Goliath. Yes.
Do I see them then? You should I make a check, or are they still visible?
It's pretty much dusk now, so it's going to be a little harder to see. Do you have night vision?
I don't know. I know the cats can see in, like, actual cats can see in low light.
Yeah,
must have dark vision. Yes, I do have dark vision. Yes.
All right. Cool. I was gonna make it too audible, too hard, or whatever. But so you said that you were chasing you were following a Goliath person, right?
Yeah, I'm going to follow him because we want to check out that farm.
I meant that you actually said that he's a Goliath, so he knows that you're looking.
Oh yes, I did. Yes. But also, I was just wondering. I was curious if Junebug, because it was getting close to dawn, I guess you said.
Dusk.
It's not last call now,
basically.
Oh.
No, it's not that late.
I thought maybe Junebug would be
let's not say dusk. Let's say it's actually nighttime. It's not midnight. It's not
the, yeah, the sun's, I was just trying to get down. You to be Junebug again, kicking people out of the bar. But yes, I am following the Goliath.
Okay.
So would I potentially have advantage since I could theoretically smell soot?
I would assume so, yeah.
Okay. I mean, I don't know how
it's like the streets aren't that busy either, so it's like, you know, there's not as many smells hitting you. You know, you mm-hmm. probably smell dinner, you or what smell was the dinner. Yeah, all the horses, some people milling about. There's always that stinky bastard that you're always going to smell regardless.
All right, so 16 plus 2 is 18.
Oh, yeah. So it's basically like, it's like a cartoon where you like smell the air and you can see it all. Like, oh, let's say this, actually.
You're floating in the air.
Well, let's say this, you know, I can't remember what it's called, but when people can see colors and stuff like that for certain things.
Synesthesia. Yes.
Yeah. So you see a pink like mist almost, and you smell it and you recognize that as soot smell.
Mm-hmm. And that's how I track you down. I you know, come out. I don't see you. I'm like, fuck. And he's like, just, you know, sort of like turning a little bit this way, a little bit that way. It's like, catch the scent.
Nice.
Yeah. And as soon as you smell it, you like, it's like something on a video game. It just like the pink path appears mm-hmm. in the air and you follow it.
Yeah. So he starts to take off at a jog and then it's like, oh, this probably look bad. Forces himself to slow down.
He's not very stealthy.
Yeah, he's not swaggering at this point, but yeah, he's you know, moderately fast walking. Like, he's walking with a purpose, because I don't want to leave you. Like, I don't want to leave you hanging either, right? I mean, that's the, if this guy makes you, or the cult jumps out, or the town guard, you know, anything,
that'll be fine. A point of order, this persona is named Gilbert. It goes by Gil for short, the old fisherman from the docks of Nosh.
I like that. I see what you did there.
Thank you.
Okay, Soot, I want you to roll a stealth check for me.
I'd love to do this. Then
Go ahead.
Go ahead, sorry. No, you go ahead, sorry. I was just going to make a stupid comment about how my rolls have felt very risky. And I don't like how the dice are going for me. So,
yeah. Well, I'm going to actually have you roll with advantage just because of how drunk this other, how drunk this Goliath is.
I will do it. I will roll it with advantage. Actually, I'm going to use my little pony d20 with this one. Okay. Oh, natural 20 plus 6 is a 26. Nice. The other die was a 17. So this was happening.
Okay, so you get a benefit. It's going to be a non-combat benefit.
I get one bow. Let me make. Oh, that's so cool. Where's my notes? There's that. Non-combat. Yeah, definitely going to get off this. Sorry, continue. Sorry.
So you get in your head that you decide to, that you live here and that you're mad about what's been happening to these houses. So even though you're being stealthy and you're kind of catching up to this guy, you get the idea that, you know what, maybe if I would kind of mumble to myself, like, you know, these stupid assholes from the Pusillanimous, that, you know, maybe you would actually get this guy's attention and maybe you would actually have a talk about why they did what they did.
Oh, okay. All right. I would probably pick a time where he's, where like I'd catch up to him slowly. Then I don't think there's anything I can do for this. Hold on. I wanted to
persuasion, maybe.
Well, okay. So I want to make it seem like he, like I caught him, well, like if he was falling over or I was, I mean, he's a Goliath, so this doesn't make any sense, but that does go under performance or persuasion or something, that I come up alongside him and I go, oh, sir, you were going to fall. And I kind of try to convince him that I saved him from falling.
For sure. I will have just roll a performance for me.
I will do this thing. Oh, that is a 9 plus 7, 16.
Okay. So, yeah, he starts to kind of fall, but then he, really course corrects because you're not a Goliath. So he's like, obviously going to hurt you if I fall on you. So he's he's just kind of like, oh, I'm sorry, my mistake.
Oh, it's okay. Are you all right? Are you all right, sir?
You know what? I've had a few to drink, but you know what? I'm feeling fine. Are you okay? I'm sorry. I hope I didn't startle you or scare you.
Oh, okay. Oh, no. I didn't really have a place to stay tonight, and I was in the area. So it was just so happened that I came upon you, and I felt you looked as though you were having some trouble walking.
Yeah, I had to have a few drinks because, you know, just so many things happening in my life, and I it's very frustrating.
There's a lot going on around here. I don't know if you've heard about the dock. The docks are a mess. Why? What is it? What is going on? What are you talking about?
My house got desecrated by this stupid cult.
No, that's terrible.
I know. And the thing is, my daughter wants to be a part of it, and I can't have it. They're troublemakers. They're fiends.
Why does she want to be a part of it?
I don't know. It's just, it's probably the rebellious part of her. I will say this. They're all gorgeous. That's probably part of it as well. I hate to be vain, but they're all quite good looking. And sometimes people just want to be part of a group. You know, they want to belong.
That is so very, very, very true. So much of my time is spent trying to catch on with a fishing vessel just to feel as though I am part of a crew.
And he kind of looks at you and he puts one of his big meaty hooks on you and he says, I understand. Are you so down on your luck? Do you need a place to stay tonight?
I'll play it off like I don't want to admit it that I do, and then I will say, "That was the hard, hard, harder times." But yes, it was either on the docks with the elements tonight, or I was going to try and curl up at a stable somewhere. But no, I don't have a very good option. My name is Gil, by the way. I put out a hand to shake his hand.
Yeah, and he grips you hard. And he
my entire arm disappears in his hand.
You turn into that zombie lady and your arm is pulled clean off. He shakes your hand very, very warmly and says, Gil, a very nice name. My name is Kot. Very nice to meet you. K-O-T, if you want.
K-O-T. Mm-hmm. Oh, nice to meet you as well. I really appreciate your generosity.
And he says, think nothing of it. I will have to talk to the missus, and I'm sure it will be no problem.
I don't want to be any trouble. I will stay out of the way.
You will not be in the way, my friend. And he kind of slaps your back a little too hard and says,
you are like a tiny baby. We will not even know you were there.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. He says, we have extra bedroom in basement and it'll be a nice place for you to stay tonight. It's been kind of a warm day, but it's very cool downstairs.
It will be better than the alternative for me tonight.
And you get to the house and you actually see the H that's on it. You see that it is painted with stars, actually.
No.
And I need to cover up something because I don't want you to see that. Which is funny because I showed you the other stuff and you probably saw it already.
Do I catch up to them at any point?
Yes, you will. That's what the pattern looks like.
Oh, I see. The H is made up of, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. Stars. Yep. Yeah. And there's some like, little dots around it, but you don't know what that is. Yeah. Eventually Black Claws, you'll catch up as well. And let's just say you hear the conversation between the two of having a place to stay for the night.
Once I get to within 30 feet, assuming that I'm able to do that, I whisper in your head, you know, what's the plan then?
And you turn around 360, 180, and you point at him and you say, this is the mess.
Here is the plan. So you heard the part that I'm. So you say, what's the plan then? Okay, I don't know. Do I feel like I can get away with saying anything? Like I'm walking right next to the guy, right?
So maybe not.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't. I wouldn't do that. I'd wait until, you know what? I mean, so we're both seasoned thieves. I would bank on the idea that you would recognize that I probably can't just message you right now. But like you heard the part that I. So I'm in. So you know
Okay.
But you're following us to the place, so it's like you can do reconnaissance when you get there as well.
Right. It does. So I guess after they go in, right, and he's talking to his wife or whatever. Are there windows in the basement?
Yeah, let's say like there's two small windows towards the bottom of the house, and it's going to be a tight fit, but you think that you possibly could fit yourself in there if you had to.
Oh, I wasn't necessarily thinking about going in, but just so that he can see me, right? Because I can talk to him within 30. I guess I have to see him too. But yeah, so we at least have the ability to communicate, and if he wants me to come in, that's cool. If you want me to stake outside, and we can suss all that stuff out.
Yeah, once I'm alone, I'll definitely mess. Once it's safe, I'll definitely message you. But there's definitely going to be some observing going on.
Mm-hmm. When they go in, I'll go up to the house to get a closer look at the graffiti.
Nice.
The mark. It's not graffiti, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, for sure. So as Kot is leading Soot in, he says, he opens the door and he says, Bernice, we have guests.
This podcast is a proud member of the Legends of Tabletop Broadcast Network. For more gaming-related content, please visit www.legendsoftabletop.com.